Sorry.
We're in the middle of a story. We were working on the sugya of if you're thinking about the future, whether that's going to help you overcome the strugglings you're going through now. That was the nosei we were dealing with. What's it? Let's hear the whole story and see where it's going to. Remember what we're trying to find out. We're trying to find out whether thinking now about the future is going to help take away the suffering you're going through now. That was what we were discussing, no?
Think about the future with
That's what we just said. That's exactly what we're saying. You know, this is the That's another aspect of it. That's another facet of it.
Now we're saying you could.
No, guys, let's just get it clear once again. I'm in the middle of a matzav now. I'm suffering now. Yeah, someone comes and tells you in 50 years' time, a kolia beseder. Right now, you're battling, let's say, panos. Yeah? Serious panos. You don't have to make the mortgage, you're about to be evicted from your house, debts, chayvas, bankruptcy, everything's crashing down above you. Yeah? And someone comes along and tells you, I don't know what you're worrying about. In 50 years' time, you're going to win the lottery, you're going to be a billionaire.
Of course not.
So then why are you ever anxious, worried, uptight, bothered?
I didn't have a passport telling me it's all going to be okay.
You do. You have. You have a mufurusha haftocha from a Kodesh Baruch Hu, sheyeh kol yeh beseder. Soon you're going to be in Olam Haba, but kol yeh beseder, eternal bliss. Yes, you did. Kol yeh sol yeshim chelet Olam Haba. Zeho, you have a haftocha from a Kodesh Baruch Hu, you're going there.
For some people, there's no hope.
Even if you do believe it, you're 100% sure you're getting the $50 million in 20 years' time. Right now, you're living in the street, homeless, with your 19 children with no food to give them, and they starving and screaming and shouting, your life's a misery. You're not going to be dancing happy because in 20 years' time, you're going to have money to.
It's later than you would know, because you're sure it's your example of winning the lottery in Australia and having the bad world.
For an hour or two, for 10 hours or 15 hours, we're talking right now, okay? You're not living in Gziv anymore, you're living in the park. Yeah, with your wife and kids, and things are not so pleasant. You'll be, wow, call me Seder, because in 50 years' time, I'm going to be a millionaire. Come on.
And it's raining, yeah.
So are we working on the assumption that you've internalized and you know that in 50 years, you are winning this lottery?
Yeah, for sure. You know you're getting it.
My doubt is not relevant right now.
Yeah, it's in the bank. You can see it. You just can't take it out for 20 years. Not even years, for sure. The bank's yours, yeah. Not that you can trust the banks today. I've all,
not if it's an American bank.
One second, a more realistic example would be an inheritance. You knew there's an inheritance coming.
Sada, whatever. What time? We're trying to learn the principles, yeah, the exact case. And all. Let's go through it and see. Let's go. Okay. So there they were in the middle of the Holocaust, pretending to be goyim, hiding in a bunker somewhere. It's a full packed with a bunch of goyim. He's busy machanechin his child in Torah v'mitzvahs under the blanket, putting on tefillin, whatever they can do, whatever. And then he says on Kuf Pei Ches, the second paragraph, Be'echad Ayom, Hayo pagazot kvedot ma'od. The mortars, the bombings were very, very heavy. Abba Zichrono Livracha amad az al madregot ha-miklat. His father was standing on the steps of the miklat. Mutzumas ha-bagazot tu nafal atze megobe garam ha-madregos ve-ibed es ha-karot ha-rachmona nitzlan. From the heavy bombing, he lost his foothold and he fell and he was lying there unconscious. Hashavne oto al mitoso, I managed to bring him to his bed. Va'atat shebo ha-karot olav. Slowly, he gained consciousness. He called me and said, come into the bed. They do it every day. They used to daven together under the blanket. I've called you, yeah, he's talking to a six-year-old. I've called you, yeah, because I want to give you my final will and testament. Hayti az yeled ben shesh, umamet ze nacharet amok belibi. He was a young boy of six, and this made a major impression in him. Mechaz ze oimed leneged aina ki ilu itrachesh hayom, v'ratat oive bi, kevi sha'omo bi v'oisam ragoi aima sham mitachas l'meshich, l'smicha. Terrifying experience for 6 years old. V'koya dvarav hamarti tim, and this is what he said to me. B'ni ayakan, yelech lamut, I'm about to die. K'choy ta'oizvim oti, my power, my koyach is leaving me. Ima min astam kva lo yeh lechem. Your mother's probably not in this world anymore, because he knew that whoever went to those camps when they were in her matzav, no one survived. There was no havamina that she would survive. She did survive, but they couldn't believe such a thing. Aval al tidai. Don't worry. Why not? Because Baruch Hu Avi Yisraelim, v'yishmo lecha, because Hashem is the father of Yisraelim, you're going to be a Yosem, and Hashem will take care of you. Rak tishtadel liyot chazak. You just try and be strong. 6-year-old. The korav tigma milchama v'ashiach yigin. The war is going to end and Mashiach's going to come. Alecha lishmo al shleishis achicha ketanim Yosef. It's not just you have to take care of. You have 3 younger brothers that you need to also care about. And you should teach them about that they're Jewish and what they need to know. In Elu Shemaseyim Ayudim, these are their Jewish names. Those who gave them the 3 names of his 3 brothers. So now he's now 6-year-old and he's just taken over the family. But don't worry, because Hashem takes care of Yichil. All talk. His father survived, by the way. But anyway, עד היום אני מתפעם ומתפעל לנוכח אמונות הרצו של אבי זכרינו לברוך. עד היום הזה, he says, I'm still astounded by the אמונה that his father displayed. יהודי בשני סבצירות, שמתאמץ לשמור מצווס בתנאי מלחומה, ובמחתרס יוימים, a young man, battling and struggling to keep Torah and mitzvahs in the worst situations, and when he comes to the end, when he thinks he's about to leave the world, no questions, no kashas, no bitterness. He wasn't shattered and broken about what's going to be with these 4 Yosemin. No, he gave them chizuk. Meshanen lem es uvda shem Yehudim, strengthened them about the fact that you're Jews. Umaftiach lem shem yisparach, again lem et borash, he's going to take care of you. Libo ragua, he was completely tranquil. Kumashir otom biyodav ha-ne'emonas shel avoyri yisparach. I'm leaving these children in the capable hands of the Rabbeinu Shalom. That's imuna. He tratzot v'askama l'kol ha-shekoyrim mibli l'shol shelot. This is what's happening. I'm a Kabbalist. This is what Hashem wants. So, any shelot, you can ask questions about entainers. No complaints. Tfilas for sure. Zukim bepashtus ubeshlemus shel hakosef tielich imo betminus. Walk with Hashem betminus. Rabbis machshavos belev ish ve'atzas Hashem hitakum. We've got lots of thoughts in our heads. The Atzis Hashem Hitakum. If you're living with the Atzis Hashem Hitakum, then nothing will faze you. And in Eisachai La'acha Milchama, the Gam Imachoseret Boch Hashem Auschwitz, Asavav, the war. And the mother also came back from Auschwitz. Mishpachaseinu Hisachta, the family was reunited. Imagine that moment. So, an unbelievable miracle. Nes sarot alafim. Nes like that doesn't happen too often. Five more children after the war. And all of them are married, children, grandparents, Leonor. Sipuze mamchish es hanagosa in yuchedes shel Hashem es niso v'chosodov. Es oiloma apnimi shel mi shebetech bo betochen bon. Let's take one step forward and then we can open this up for discussion. Lifni mispah shanim keshezachiti lechad tan et bni atzira, biti atzira, when he married his last daughter. V'sasi num b'eches mesudus sheva brochus. Got up to speak at one of the Sheva Brochot. Parshas Ashura Yisi as Parshas Shaftim. Parshas Shaftim was just before Rosh Hashanah. Uparashti is a posuch Tomim Tiem Hashem Elokecho. Vavanti is Divrei Rashi HaKodesh Vakshiti al Divrei Rashi. Ask the kasha that we had ourselves on Rashi. Rashi Shepashtenu Madua Bo Lahachmi Ulachayv Esa'odem Liftoach Al Pimidus HaBetochen Agavur B'Yosef. Rashi is going to give pshat. That's his job. That's what he was hired to do. Kumash Rashi is giving pshat. It's not that simple that that's what Rashi is doing. You learn Rashi properly, you'll see Rashi's opening up worlds. Seems like he's just giving pshat. Well, Rashi opens up worlds and worlds. But Rashi tells us, Tomim Tiyim Hashem Elokecha, the highest level of the token a person can achieve, Al techako achasidos. Dabar she Ramban matiru kedei ragiel loeden ezrucho shalodem amitza b'tzara. That's going to give you, going to keep you calm and whatever when you're going through tzoros. The high level. But as Shmosu Kedil, I explained what I said above. Dagoso Shorashi eitza maisis ushamushis. Rashi is giving an eitza, practical eitza. Adam, any yechel ha'avin et hasidos, you can't understand the future. Gamim yecho acharem, if you will go and try and understand the future, she'katenu midai. You want to understand what's going on, even if you spend a lot of time thinking about what's going to be in the future, you're not going to get it. V'dayim ha'latinik she'sichlo einu meivin she'er be'osid odom godol b'toyre b'olam hazeh, or she'er k'chofet tzchayim. The same as you're trying to explain to a one-year-old that he's going to be on a toyre, he's going to be as big as the chofet tzchayim, v'lo yecholu, lo mivin. You can't calm a baby down by explaining to what's going to be in the future. You'll also try to give a cross for you, whatever. Now we get to the point of the story. With all this going on, he turns around to his father and he says, he's in the middle of explaining this, you're sort of rushing. Do you remember what you told me under the blanket there in the Miklat in Budapest in Hungary before 50 years? You're going to your final will. You gave me chizuk. You told me not to break. Even without Ima, you remember you told me the Shevet Bekeriv Yaakov said, you remember what you told me under the blanket? Abi Anab Rishoni, he nodded with his head. V'ani shechizat yes amoir amaregesh lifnei kol b'nei mishpachti. And I told over the story in front of the whole family. First time they'd heard the story. Very emotional moment. So dugma shalem lishmoy odoteha. Echa sabit naeg begvuro is nefesh ubetochen b'shem nisparach begoyim akritim b'yoy saladus. He wanted the family to know how Summer behaved, how he dealt with himself in those moments. Calm, relaxed, lean, rash, total betochen in Hashem. Now, Le'acha Sheyamti is Dvorai, Paniti La'abi Zal V'amati. I asked him the following question. I want you to imagine for a moment when you were lying under the blanket there giving me your final will. You were a Novi and you could see the future. The boy says, when you were giving me your last will and testament, the Miklat Hungary, in that Hungarian bunker, I would have told you, Abba, what are you talking about? You're going to have 5 more children. You're going to come to my last daughter's final Sheva Brochus. You would believe me? Well, you're lying under the blanket now in the bunk in Budapest in the middle of the Holocaust, about to die. Yeah? He's about to die. And I will tell you, what are you worrying about? I'll call you up a Seder. We're all going to meet in Monty in 50 years' time. He was coming back in there. 5 more children. You're going to be at the Sheva Brochas. Hey, Tam, you would have believed me? Give me Tam, I mean, you would have believed me? Abba, he beat me for Emily. Lo. Behechlet lo iti mami. There's a Bali Muna. There's a person who knows how to love. And it would have showed you the video of the Sheva Brochas that's taking place now, then it would have given you chizuk, you would have felt better. Lo, he said, when a person is in such a matzav, we're not talking about you have a flat tire on the side of the road and someone tells you, your dirim's on their way, they'll be in 10 minutes, so you sit down and you chill. We're talking about where you mamash, you're drowning. There's a game over. The worst possible scenario. You're leaving 4 years swimming in the middle of the Holocaust. You're about to die. Lord's there. Just in parenthesis, he says, Abba Nifta Bachab Zain Sivan Tafshin Nun Tet. On the day that where he came from, or the place where he came from, the town he came from, was liquidated, there was his yotza. He died on the yotza of that. He delayed the train for 55 years. Hey, Meisu HaKiddush Hashem. They died of Kiddush Hashem, and 55 years later, he lived for 55 years with Kiddush Hashem. Shavosa shel Abi mechamisha mamchisha es hasha'id hazamanu pirusha shel Rashi. Pirush zu einu chumra. Rashi's pirush on tomim tiyum elakecha is not a chumra. Ela eitza mu'ila, it's a wonderful eitza. Rashi ki'ilu oimelan. Rashi's telling us, ki'ilu. Yudi, al tach koa chasidois. Ein chom suga laevin ma nogus a Kodesh Baruch Hu. You can't understand what a Kodesh Baruch Hu is doing. You look at the world today and you think, ma, correct, they don't move on what's going on. Someone understands a little bit. If you not understand, you just know a little bit what's going on in the world. But a COVID parek, the world's disintegrating in front of your eyes. You understand what's going on? The male zua and hoga she alay. Because that's the truth of the Torah. That's the vote. Everything that's happening is from Hashem. There's nothing to worry about. You do what you have to do. You make his status that's incumbent upon you. And you don't worry about the future. You have to plan for the future in certain situations, of course. No one says you don't have a plan for the future. But you have to find time today to plan for the future. Go away with this. It's a law. Person walks with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, he knows Akuna Tova. That's where the struggle is. Now I'm struggling and battling with my betochen. We've spoken at length many, many times. It comes up now that we've achieved this level of understanding of Mazeh betochen amitis. Then the sense you should have is that all my ishtadlis and tefillin is a waste of time. You've asked this question many times. So why am I making ishtadlis? Why am I davening? Let's assume we'll see in Perek Gimel and Perek Dalet what the ishtadlis of a Baal Betochen looks like and what the tefillin of a Baal Betochen looks like. The problem is we don't understand what tefillin is bichlal. We don't understand what ishtadlis is bichlal. So it's hard to understand these sugyos, but we'll try and do the best we can. Let's assume.
Relation to the outcome.
Huh?
Tefillah may only seem like a waste of time because we're still connecting it with the outcome.
Well, what else are you connecting it to?
I don't know. We're not learning to
have. Have a look at the Shmoneh Esrei. It's one big request list. Why are you requesting Jerusalem should be rebuilt? It's the best possible thing that could be right now that it's not.
And I know it's a waste. I certainly know that it's going to happen.
Why are you davening for something when you know that this matzah is the best possible matzah you could have? Why are you asking to change it?
That's the question. But the part that I think, where I thought I knew so far, is that my hashtadlus is certainly not going to affect the outcome.
That's ishtadlis. We're talking about tefillah. Ishtadlis, tefillah, two separate sugyos. Two separate sugyos. We have to understand what we're doing. What are we doing?
Sorry, so
me,
davening for parnasa and doing ishtadlis, working for parnasa are two different things.
One's ishtadlis, one's davening.
What's the takeaway to the father's response that you never imagined? Why is that?
Yeah. Chayke ala sidois won't help you now. No, but then he's such a mobster. Even when I showed you the video, so now you do believe. Would it have given you chizuk? Would it have strengthened you? Would it have made you feel better?
So his amuna and the way that he dealt with that situation was nothing to do with the fact that he knew that
in the future things are going to get better. Now, there isn't a kuda. You're touching on this. There isn't a kuda. That when a person knows when the suffering is about to end, that it's going to end, it does help. An endless suffering. Person gets put into prison, they don't tell him when he was coming out. He could be for a million years. Much harder than a person knows he's here for 5 years. There's a certain chizuk that you get from that. There's a certain chizuk we get from knowing that we're going to Olam Haba. No question. It's one of the main ches kinyon ha-toyre that you have to be besimcha over what's waiting for you even now you're suffering. No question. But Rashi is telling us something, and that's a deep, deep principle in Betochen. Betochen is being makabel now, being fixed with what's happening now. Stop thinking about what's going to be and what will plan, and you'll do this. That's the law is achshav. Achshav, the way it is, tomin tiyum Hashem alakecha. Makabel akol sheyov alecha besimcha between us. Ava, that's the avoider.
Future outcome, the knowledge and the belief should not be relevant.
There's too many shoulds.
Okay, sorry.
I don't know what should mean.
If one wants to be a Baal Betochen, using one's knowledge of the future and that everything will be okay is not part of that. No, I'm right or no, I'm wrong.
Tomim Dima Hashem Elokecha means whatever's happening now is the best possible thing for you.
Yes.
Stop. Don't think about what's going to be.
Correct. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. Mastering Betochen.
And about mastering Betochen. Okay. That's too far from me. I'm not thinking of trying to master Betochen. I'm trying to use Rashi as an Eitz HaTov how to get through today. I'm not trying to master Betochen. I'm still too much of an apprentice. Too much of an apprentice. To think about mastering the topic.